I'm Jensen Shields, and I'm joined by Greg Nesteroff, the co-author of the upcoming book, Lost Kootenays. What started off as a Facebook group is now going to be shared in print, a sort of portal into the Kootenays' past. Greg, what inspired you to, and pardon the pun, mine the Kootenays for its deep, rich history?
I guess for me, it was just, you know, childhood visits to Ainsworth and Sandon that got me interested in local history. I'm not the one who started the Facebook page. I sort of inherited it from another administrator, but I was happy to carry it on. It was instantly popular when it was launched in 2013, and it has only gained in popularity since then. And then we were approached by a publisher a few months ago to turn it into a book.
Now, they say, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, but obviously there's going to be some context required for a lot of these, like, stunning images. What will the ratio be between pictures and text?
It's mostly a photo book, so it's 128 pages, and so there's, for the most part, there's one photo per page, although some of the images we've sort of supplemented with pictures of artifacts or ephemera. And then there's a caption of usually no more than 100 words per photo. Some of them are a little longer, but for the most part, we tried to stay within 100 words so we could maximize the size of the pictures.
Right on. I don't expect you to give away all your secrets, but where do you primarily source these photos?
Well, we started with my collection. I have a large collection of West Kootenay postcards and photos. And then we supplemented that with photos from the City of Vancouver archives. They have high-resolution photos that you can download for free, as a matter of fact. We also had some other private or some photos from some other private collections and some of the local museums. And then lastly, sort of as a last resort, we went with the BC Archives with their very, very expensive, so we had to kind of limit the ones that we got from there.
Have you visited any of these locations yourself to see where they are today?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've visited every single location in West Kootenay that we're going to feature in the book. I probably haven't been to all the locations in East Kootenay. Some of the places no longer exist because they're ghost towns or drowned towns, although we do have, we will have a picture of Arrowhead, which was a town on Upper Arrow Lake that's a favorite of mine, and you can only get there by boat today, and I have been there once. There's a cemetery and some foundations, and at low water, you can actually see the broken pavement where the main street used to be.
Did you say drowned towns?
Drowned towns, because the construction of the Hugh Keenly Side Dam and the Duncan Dam in the 1960s forced the several towns to be
submerged.
Well, not even relocated, just literally submerged. They, you know, the buildings were knocked down or moved or burned, and the folks were forced to move.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
Yeah.
So I imagine, I guess someone, if they wanted to go scuba diving, they could perhaps check out some of these locations.
Yeah, I mean, at low water, there is stuff to see at places like Burton and Arrowhead, and but yeah, you could probably dive on some of these sites as well. It's a little spooky at low water to see some of these foundations and realize that there did used to be a town there, and it is something that's you know, people didn't go willingly, were not happy about having to relocate. So it's a very to this day, a very sensitive and sore subject on the Arrow Lakes and on Duncan Lake and other places where dam construction flooded out communities.
Absolutely. Is there anywhere accessible? You know, let's just say for the general public, I've got a family and I want to take the kids and the wife or whomever to check out a bona fide Kootenay ghost town. Is there one place in particular that is, you know, the best?
Oh, well, sure. Sandon is our leading ghost town. I mean, it's you definitely have to use some imagination, but there is enough there to see that is still standing to see. So that's between Caslow and New Denver, and it was a mining town, the capital of the Silvery Slow Can in its heyday, and it lasted for well into the 1950s, I guess, some semblance of a community until a washout finally kind of spelled the end. But there's you know, there's a museum there, the old city hall, the silversmith power plant, so. It that would definitely be among, you know, the top things to go and see if you're visiting the Kootenays, particularly if you're into the ghost towns and mining history.
Okay. I'm thinking of, at this point, hitting up Kootenay Rockies Tourism and going, you got to mine these things. These things look really cool.
Yeah.
Let's just get back to your book or the shared book. What's your partner's name again?
It's Eric Brighton, and he lives in Kamloops, but he has a place around Kaslow.
Okay. And when will this book be available?
Should be available in October. We've just sent the manuscript off to the publisher, so I guess the designer's going to do their things now and lay it all out and make it look nice. But yeah, we're hoping for a fall launch.
Excellent. Well, I imagine it's going to be widely popular and sold in as many, Kootenai community kind of bookstores as possible.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, certainly if there's been a lot of interest since we posted the cover online, and if everybody, who has said that they want one actually buys one, I think we should have it should be a local bestseller.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on this project moving forward. It must feel pretty good seeing something grow like this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a nice nice extension of the Facebook site, and it's also something we did pretty quickly. We put it together in a little over 2 months, so it was a fast project, but we're pretty pleased with the way it's turned out.
Okay, and just as a little side question here, Greg, have any other books that you may have published or are on the horizon?
Well, two on the horizon, none that have been published. I'm working on an encyclopedia of West Kootenai Boundary place names.
Okay.
And I'm also writing a biography of the guy who founded Sandon, John Morgan Harris.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I look forward to all of these coming to fruition, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Oh, likewise. Thanks for having me on.